Hello.
Hi, Rachel. It's Lisa here. How are you?
I'm good.
Okay, I apologize. I could not talk to you at that time. I actually found out from my shipping department what exactly is going on. And you know that we were already on a strict timeline, right, when you placed the order, since you provided us the deadline for today, I believe, right? Are you
No,
there?
when I spoke to Janice, Janice gave me the date of the 12th was what I told Janice. And so, well, Janice told me on the 12th when I spoke to her and I paid for the book, she said that she spoke to publishing and shipping and that it could be done and it would be to me by the 12th. I knew that wasn't going to happen, so I was fine with that. But at least by today.
I understand
and there's
that.
No.
Now, I see that there were two loopholes in the entire communication with the team and with the project manager and you. First one was when Ella sent you the final files on the 7th, I believe. You responded to that after working hours, and it was the weekend the next day. That is the first time when we lost 2 days. If it could have been processed on the 7th, you would have received the copies by now. That was the first delay. And the second delay was from the printing and shipping department, where Ella provided them the update on Monday, in the new week. And they took a day, 24 hours, to process that. So they processed the books on the 11th. And that is the reason why we are falling behind 3 days, 2 days from the response, the delayed response, and 1 day from
the... So, Lisa, I have a question.
Mm-hmm.
So, Lisa, the day that she sent me the final file, she sent me the final file for the book maybe 2 weeks ago. Then I approved the cover maybe three days before the final file came to me. So the book file had already been approved weeks ago. The cover had already been approved two or three days before she sent me final file. Okay? And so that was last week. So when I responded to her, I responded saying, okay, I thought these things were already approved and ready to go.
Yes.
And so
that
was what I responded to her. Yeah, that last day. But nonetheless, when I spoke to Janice, Janice is supposed to be having the books rush delivered to me. She said that would take 24 to 48 hours. The books were done on the 11th. So 24 to 48 hours would still mean by today.
Okay, let me explain. I see that you have mentioned this, that you had already approved the files. Let me tell you why this was important to send you another print-ready format. See, there's a difference. Before that, you were receiving drafts without any bleeds, without any accurate sizing from the printing and shipping department. That was according to the publishing standards, and that included the mainly the ebook version. The reason why Ella sent you the print-ready files was because this is exactly how it will look when printed. And sometimes there are a few changes, in terms of the format once you put the bleed on for the printed version. That's the reason why she sent that to you. And yes, it takes 24 to 48 hours for the delivery, but
okay,
the printing and shipping department...
Book was done on the 11th, so the process, according to you all, were done on the 11th. So, again, how were the books shipped? Have the books even left?
Let me explain that as well. See, when I say that it was processed on the 11th, that means they started to print the books on the 11th, and there are 50 copies. So they were still working on that, and they have only dispatched it today. And you know that it takes 24 hours for the tracking ID to be generated after the order has been dispatched. So that's what we're waiting
on. So basically, I won't have books for my event tomorrow, is what you're saying.
No, unfortunately. It will be given to you by or delivered to you maximum by Sunday or Monday. But I will go ahead and speak to them personally to expedite that.
So what shipping did you all do? because the shipping that was supposed to be done was rush delivery per Janice, which was supposed to be 24 to 48 hours. At this point, I think I need legal service at this point, because I don't know what's happening here. I don't know what has been happening for the last maybe 3 to 4 weeks. Everything was so fine in the beginning, and then when it came down to the issue that I had with Samantha leading up to right now, everything has just pretty much gone to shit at this point. I don't know what's happening. I'm receiving apology after sorry after sorry, and it's just beyond me at this point. And I don't know what is the point of having a book release without a book. I am just floored at this point.
I understand, Rachel. I just explained to you that the delay that occurred in this entire process, 2 days from your end, 1 day from the shipping end, from the printing department itself. And that is the reason why we are 3 days
behind.
So
the delay came 2 days from on my end? How?
Ella sent you the files on the 7th, and you responded for the approval after her working hours. And then the next day was Saturday and Sunday, and we are off over the weekends. That's the reason why the order or the approval was provided from Ella to the team on the 10th instead of the 7th.
I have a question. When were the book shipped? When were the books shipped?
Okay, let me explain. 5 days when you're ordering any print ready files.
Lisa, when were the books shipped, or have they not even been shipped at all?
It has been shipped today because they take 5 working days in the production. That's the standard
time.
Okay,
so I have a question. So they were delivered today. Were they overnighted or rush delivered at all?
I need to find that out because at this point of time, I don't have the tracking ID at hand. That's what I'm trying to explain, that because of this 3-day delay, by now you would have already received the files. But because of the 3 days delay in the entire process, 1 day from our end, 2 days from your end, that just prolonged the process.
The delay didn't start last weekend. The delay did not start last weekend. If you go into the thread, there's been a delay and an issue for the last 3 to 4 weeks. This isn't a new delay. I've been saying this same thing since March. I've been asking since March, hey, what do we need to do this? Whenever somebody's asking me to approve something, I'm approving it in the same day. If somebody's asking me to read something, I'm doing it in the same day so that the process is not slowed down by me. I had a book cover video argument for a whole week. I had to create and send my own pictures just to create my own cover because that wasn't going right. So this isn't new that something has been going wrong since last weekend.
I understand. You paid for the
anything other than an apology. There's nobody doing anything. There's no customer service. This all I get for the past 3 weeks have been, oh, I'm sorry, oh, I'm sorry, oh, I'm sorry. And I get it. It's not y'all's book. It's not y'all event, so none of it matters to y'all. So
no,
I understand
of course
that.
It matters.
But it's
no,
personal
it's not
to
like
me.
That. No. I understand, Rachel. You're upset. You have every right to be upset. And all I'm trying to say is that this particular thing, the printed order, you placed the order on the 3rd. By the 4th or the 5th, we had all the files ready. We sent the files to you on the 7th, and we expected same-day response. I understand that you have provided responses timely earlier on, but this due to this one response that got delayed, and of course, there was a one-day delay from our end, because if the approval was provided on the 10th, then it should have been processed on the 10th itself. However, they processed it on the 11th. Anyhow, let me just get right down to the resolution and see what I can do about this order. Let me talk to the team and see if we can expedite that. If there's an option to pick up the books, would you go ahead and do that?
How am I going to expedite? Where would that? Because if they were supposed to be expedited in the first place.
They are, but you need to understand that there was a 3-day delay in the entire process.
Okay, I have a question. When you say pick up the books, what do you mean?
I mean that, you know, sometimes it happens that the books have arrived at the facility, maybe FedEx or any other UPS, any other facility that they are using to courier this to you. If it has arrived on a facility nearby, then maybe you can go ahead and pick it up. You don't have to wait for them to deliver it to you. That might expedite the process too. How about I figure this out?
If those books can be inside of Houston, because those books are supposed to be overnighted or expedited. So if that they were shipped today, then why wouldn't they be overnighted?
Because
you said that they shipped them today.
Yes. Once they dispatch the order, it takes 24 hours for the tracking ID to be generated. It's in the middle of the process, in between the printing and shipment department and the courier service that we're using.
No, I understand that I understand that it takes a second for the ID to be generated. But the question is, were the books sent to be overnighted or not?
I don't have that detail at this point of time, Rachel. I will have to speak with the courier service where the order was dispatched. And once I speak to them, then I will have all the information. But I do know that it is mentioned in the system that this is supposed to be overnighted, and it's an expedited project from our end. So let me have a word with them, and I'll call you right back, okay? If it doesn't work, we'll figure something out. Don't worry. You're going to have your books tomorrow.